because I'm only going to say this once.
A radio station broadcast.
Kevin.
Frazier. Yeah, it's Mr. Frazier's neighborhood now.
Kevin Frazier from The Insider and the Kevin Frazier Entertainment Report is brought to you by Crest Pro Health Clinical Gum Protection. Healthy gums are a foundation of healthy smiles. Visit blackamericaweb.com and you could win $50 when you post your picture for this week's Best Smile Contest. Crest, try it today. Every Tuesday on the Time Joiner Morning Show, every day on The Insider, Kevin Frazier from our Los Angeles studios. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Now, here's the question. Can you win that Crest contest if you're a hologram? If you're kind of here.
What?
You know, everybody is talking about this Tupac hologram at Coachella, and I just want to give some of the background on it because it was amazing. And the first thing you need to know is this was all Dr. Dre's idea. They started about 4 months ago. He went to a company called AV Concepts, and he said, you know, how can we bring Tupac back to life? And then they went to James Cameron's company, the guy who directed Titanic, and his company, which did special effects for the Curious Case of Benjamin Button, Tron Legacy, and X-Men, they made the hologram along with AV Concepts. Now, here's the thing that everybody has to remember. Tupac died 3 years before Coachella. So when he comes out and says, "What's up, Coachella?" that has to be a recreation that the company did. And what's cool is they can recreate the person, but they also can take words from all over and kind of put them in, and they can make the person say almost anything they want. So part of it was Tupac, but part of it wasn't Tupac. Part of it was just kind of made up and fake. But the most important thing is that that Tupac hologram has its own Facebook page already, 5,000 fans and growing, and it was an amazing moment. And for people that were there, it just kind of took their breath away to see Tupac kind of rise up from the stage and then perform with Snoop.
Wow.
He will never die. Just understand, he will never die. And somebody that was there was Ziggy Marley. He was there and he saw it. Talked to Ziggy yesterday because the new Bob Marley documentary, which opens on 420, ironically, is incredible. I mean, this is amazing. And if you knew Bob Marley or didn't know about Bob Marley, you need to go see this because it tells you so much about this man. And they left no stone uncovered because, you know, they talk. They don't shy away from the fact that here's a man who had 11 children with 7 different women. And you hear from Rita Marley and she talks about it. And, you know, Ziggy was like, "I don't want my mother disrespected, but I want the story told." And you also see how, you know, it demystifies this man who is a mythical legend, and it makes you so sad when you truly understand that he shouldn't have died. And one of the things that Ziggy and I talked about was the last time he saw his father, just days before he died, in a hospital in Miami. And I want you to listen to this.
He was in the intensive care unit, and I was like kind of peeping through the window, and he called me in, and he said, like, "You know, what's up, young Bob?" And, you know, I was like, "Nothing over there." He said, "I have a song for you." I say, "All right." I say, "On your way up, take me up. On your way down, don't let me down." So that kind of live with me forever, as you know, and it's very significant to me. And I think the older I got, is the more I realize what that meant. And up to today, this is what he has left me to do for him. On my way up, take him up. On my way down, don't let him down. That's what my father has left for me to do as his son.
Kevin, why do you say he shouldn't have died?
He shouldn't have died because Bob Marley had a melanoma in his toe and he could have treated it, yet he didn't really trust doctors and they wanted to take his toe or a portion of his leg.
Melanoma is
cancer.
Skin cancer.
It's skin cancer.
Right. And so when he got it and he was treated, he's a, you know, a very health conscious guy and a soccer player. He didn't want to lose his toe. He didn't want to lose his leg. So he said no. He found a doctor who kind of shaved off his toenail and then he let it go. And it was years
just
later,
so he could play soccer.
Just play soccer.
And because he's Rastaman and a Rastafarian, and they don't really trust doctors, right?
They don't trust doctors. And keep in mind, Bob was a guy who, you know, was very, very health conscious, ate healthy, ran, you know, was, you know, drinking juices and making juices all the time. So it's very interesting that they let this go. And then you get to see his fight to try and stay alive after doctors here in the United States said, go home. Your body is filled with cancer. You're ravaged by cancer. He went to Germany to stay with a holistic doctor who helped him live for 7-8 more months. And you see Bob at that time where his dreadlocks have fallen out. Oh. And, you know, his friends are traveling to Germany to see him. And how he still, to the end, believed he was going to be okay. And this also deals, this is a very heavy with race, because remember, you know, Bob's father was from a white family that was very prominent in Jamaica, yet they never claimed him. Yet people in, you know, black people in Jamaica shunned him too. So this is a fascinating documentary that I think everybody needs to see
out?
So they can understand this man. 420, and here's the thing. It's the first movie ever that is also being released on Facebook. You can go on Facebook Friday night and watch it on Facebook for $6. And there's a reason why they picked, you know, Bob Marley to be their first movie ever released on Facebook, because he has 37 million followers on Facebook.
Amazing.
Wow.
It's you gotta see it.
I am. Thank you.
Yeah.
Can't wait, guys, but I gotta go to work now. And you do too.
All right.